From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
From Guyana, a warning that the region will lose out if the private sector isn't included in NAFTA negotiations. On the West Indies tour, the team sees both black and white South Africa. Grenada's Prime Minister Nicholas Brathwaite says he's confident of no backlash against his retrenchment plans. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Strong criticism of the way the region's private sector is being left out of trading negotiations. The comments came from Yesu Pasad, the co-chairman of Guyana's Private Sector Commission, at the opening of a two-day conference in Georgetown. Mr. Pasad said CARICOM needed less academic discussion. He criticised the CARICOM Bureau, calling them the three wise men, and suggested it's time to give more power to the CARICOM Secretariat.
Having said that of the Secretariat, it is manned by bureaucrats, and I usually say what I want to say, many of whom are moribund in the past and knows very little of the business world and how it functions and the implications of free trade. In negotiations with any trading group, the private sector must be involved. I was appalled, and this was confirmed yesterday morning, to learn that the CARICOM-Venezuela agreement on free trade, or one-way free trade, was negotiated by the CARICOM Secretariat without the active involvement of the private sector. And if this is repeated in negotiations to enter NAFTA, we will be swallowed alive.
The conference also heard calls for the speeding up of CARICOM's attempts to improve its international trading chances. Guyana's president, Chedi Jagan.
Since we in the Caribbean are very much part of an integrated global economy, we have no option but to gear our productive sector to perform in tandem with the dictates of global demand. And here, we need to talk not only about the private and public sector. We need to think in terms of science and technology. Because unless we develop our human resources and the brain power that we need for development, we also will be left behind.
Guyana's president, Chedi Jagan. The West Indies team has been getting a chance to view both white and black South Africa during its first official tour there. The visit so far has been a mixture of ups and downs. While manager David Holford was angry about the quality of opponents selected for a weekend charity match, the team was warmly welcomed at a black township. Tim Eckhart has been following the West Indies on their various encounters and filed this report.
The West Indies' first ever game on South African soil took place at a private cricket ground. Designed to recreate the atmosphere and style of English village cricket, it's home to the Nicky Oppenheimer 11. The invitation side, captained by mining billionaire Oppenheimer, included his son Jonathan, who played for Oxford University, as well as stars like England off-spinner Phil Edmonds and former South African captain Clive Rice. The match ended in a draw, with Windies declaring at 219 runs for 3 wickets. Afterwards, Richie Richardson, the captain, described the game as an ideal warm-up for the upcoming triangular series against Pakistan and South Africa. The West Indies manager, David Halford, was less enthusiastic, complaining of his men having to face a side containing so many amateurs. But the charity match was organised by the United Cricket Board and the Oppenheimers to raise funds for cricket development in the black townships. And Conrad Hunt, former West Indies vice-captain and now head of South Africa's National Development Coaching Scheme, was enthusiastic about the project.
This is a superb occasion for both sides. It's the first time both white and non-white cricketers here in South Africa will be able to see the skill of the West Indies at work here. I think that will begin also to change the perception, because when you see a curly amber's ball, you don't see his colour, you might see his height because it adds some strength to his bowling, but you see he's excellent. And when once you see a couple of players like that, the white people can no longer hold the notion that a man simply because of his colour is inferior or superior.
The day before the Oppenheimer match, the West Indian team visited one of Johannesburg's black townships, Alexandra, to see a new cricket pitch and sports centre donated by a South African petrol company. Although Halford was impatient to get his men back on the bus to their hotel, the township children laid on dancing and music to demonstrate their appreciation. Meanwhile, Clyde Walcott, who visited the township and watched Sunday's charity match, compared the two contrasting venues.
Well, of course, it's a private ground and so on, and everything is rather lavish. Over in Alexandria, of course, the ground seems adequate. We wish we had some grounds like that in the Caribbean, particularly in the Windward and Leeward Islands, where our facilities are not good. And sometimes when I see the facilities even here, I wonder how we have even reached so far in our international cricket. But I suppose when you're not used to something, you try to operate with the best what you have. So, yes, there is a complete difference of what I saw yesterday and today, and that's understandable. But, you know, once...